cash, every movie costs $2,184.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Backtracks Theme Music. My name is Corey Morissette, joined, as always, by John Mariano. Johnny boy, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. You gave me a call up, and you said, I want to talk about this movie tonight. And I was like, this movie? And you're like, yeah, this movie. I'm like, well, I'm familiar with it, so let's do that.
I tell you, this is a movie that I watched a lot as a kid from 1987. And we're bringing back somebody who everybody loves, who wasn't even born in 1987, Christy McGee. Christy, how you doing?
Well, bless your heart. That's just not true. Oh. But like a kid lured to a van that said free candy on it, here I am, because I was promised more Tom Hanks.
You're promised more Tom Hanks. And I think I let everybody down with my selection here. But this is a movie I watched a ton in 1987. It was a medium-sized hit. This is kind of when Tom Hanks, this is after Splash and Bachelor Party and all those. He did a little movie with Dan Aykroyd, a reboot of the TV series Dragnet. And of course, reboots right now are all the rage. Everybody loves a reboot. They love bringing back old properties. It's just a matter of time for they do Dragnet again. But Dragnet was a TV series way, way, way back. Well before I was born. Jack Webb was a part of that. But this is a movie from 1987 that involves pagans. And Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks are a part of it. They're the cops trying to solve a crime. And they actually did a rap as part of the soundtrack. Tom Hanks plays Pep Strebeck, which is a great name. Dan Aykroyd plays Joe Friday, who is the nephew of the original series protagonist. So have you guys seen Dragnet?
I used to watch Dragnet on a little thing called Nick at Night that we had here. And Nickelodeon at night time would play the old reruns of like 50s shows. And one of those shows was Dragnet. And that's where I got familiar with this. And when I went to go see this movie was not that TV show at all.
It's very true. This movie involved a cult pagan, which is an acronym for People Against Goodness and Normalcy. And they dressed in goatskins and things like that. It was a very weird movie. Dragnet was very kind of by the book. And this movie kind of took it in another direction. Christy, have you happened to seen this movie by any chance?
Well, like Johnny, I also was a Nick at Night fan. So I watched a lot of the TV show. I did see this movie a couple of times when I was a kid. I think it was one of those movies that was on TBS a lot. So I probably have only seen the edited versions of this.
Gotcha. Well, I don't know if you guys remember 1987, but I do. And this song actually charted, if I remember correctly, on MCA Records. Rap was, I think, still kind of fairly new to the charts. Of course, we had the Run DMC Aerosmith crossover hit from 86. Is that right, John? Walk This Way?
Yeah, Walk This Way was 86.
Yep.
And look, you picked this song and you picked this movie. And I appreciate you for doing so because, you know, overall, Dan Aykroyd, a very accomplished singer. He's a blues singer. Mm-hmm. Like the Blues Brothers isn't just like a comedy act. He actually performs at the House of Blues routinely. I think he goes with John Goodman now, or maybe Jim Belushi sometimes, and they go perform. They actually perform as the Blues Brothers. And that was like the intent of the band from when they started the comedy act is that they would eventually perform. This is not Dan Aykroyd doing his performing best, though.
Well, this is really kind of weird. It's kind of a rock rap hybrid that also features Glenn Hughes, which rock fans will know from Deep Purple and Black Sabbath, Dead Daisies. He was actually inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Deep Purple. He was kind of a part of this. But I recommended when we did this song, we actually watched the video too. So this is going to be a video watch along as well as the song. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. This is a weird one. This is City of Crime by Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd.
Morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happen to witness a pagan ritual in progress. See that, Strebeck? We're just in time. We have stumbled into a major crime.
They got the girl off right. Now that's not nice.
I tell you, they can rap.
I don't know.
They got the girl right now. That's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice.
Corey, we're going to need to save this episode early. Now, while I love both of these actors, you trying to say these guys can rap, right? Might be the most Canadian thing you have ever said on any of our shows.
This is like a fever dream.
This is like 10 years before Joe Pesci releases his rap album, right? Like Shaquille O'Neal releases his rap album. These guys were ahead of the curve on that. Like Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd, peak 80s of them, right? Dan Aykroyd peaking in his career. Tom Hanks not yet at his peak. And probably something he's worked to bury, and we're gonna raise it up and dig it up for him and throw it out on the internet of, hey, remember that time Academy Award winner Tom Hanks rapped?
What I love is that Dan Aykroyd is 100% in character as Joe Friday, and Tom Hanks is trying his best rapping this song. It's absolutely wonderful. Let's keep going.
Buddy, we're putting this party on ice.
But don't you know we really ought to read them that right?
Read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. Cause right now you're in trouble. Don't have to say nothing at all. Y'all got two calls and you better make them on the double.
Come on. As a Tom Hanks fan, Christy, you gotta love that, right?
I am flabbergasted. I need a moment. I'm scared he's gonna pelvic thrust.
I was trying to come up with a way to convey to everybody how I felt as a movie and comedy fan coming out of the theater of this movie in the 80s. And Corey, with the song you have selected, you have figured out a way to convey the what the fuckness of this movie in ways my words cannot put together.
You said this charted?
I believe it did. I'm gonna have to look this up.
No, Christy, he said this charted.
Who bought this? On cassette? I don't remember 87, but was this popular?
So 87 is like the year of like pyromania. And it's the year of Appetite for Destruction. And here we are with Tom Hanks and Ray Stantz from Ghostbusters rapping.
And it's a very Caucasian display.
It really is. It's two incredibly white people trying to rap in 1987. It may not have charted. I know the video is quite popular, though. And you guys are looking at it here, like, you know, they're dancing around and they're interrogating pagans dressed up with goat heads and goat leggings, because that was the plot of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I almost feel like watching this video. I just want to speak it out to the folks. Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks are almost unironically doing the Peacemaker dance from the Peacemaker TV show.
Yeah, good comparison. Yeah, that's pretty close. Christy's just aghast. Like, her mouth has been agape this whole time. She's like, what am I watching?
It's like the line dance from hell.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it.
You're a dangerous mob, and it is our job to bust you all for being violent. While we are here, let's state it clear.
You have the right to remain silent.
Look at that effort. You have the right to remain silent. That's fantastic.
He's adorable.
Tom Hanks is starting to find his Saturday Night Live hosting stride in his delivery of this song. However, he is... Again, 80s Tom Hanks yells all his lines. And that's what we're getting right
screaming.
Now.
He's screaming.
That's true.
It's like Tom rap. And they're like, no, Tom, don't scream. And it's like, they just gave up and let him do his thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it
Yeah, I just want to point out, because the folks at home can't see what's going on, but there's this trio of pagans who are wearing the goat skins and whatnot, being interrogated by Hanks and Aykroyd. And the middle guy looks a lot like James Gunn's brother from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He kind of does. And he's the one rapping here. Excuse me, Coppa, Mr. Crime Stopper, what's wrong with what we're doing? We just like to dance in our goatskin pants around this ancient ruin.
Now, I grew up on like Run DMC and Slick Rick and a lot of the greats of the 80s.
Oh, like actual rap. I see.
Actual rap.
Yeah.
And here you are playing this for me. And it's like, you know, Vanilla Ice looks at these guys and calls these guys posers.
It's a terrible prison. That guy still has his guitar. They took nothing away.
I know, right? And they still got the ghost head, or sorry, the goat head is still in the background.
So we haven't even talked about this movie much. Can we, Corey, you are a big fan of this movie. Christy and I probably less so.
Well, I wouldn't say I was a big fan, but I've seen it.
Okay, well, you picked this movie, and if you can pull a Jeff right now and tell me you didn't remember this movie, we're going to be in big trouble.
No, I picked it because I thought it'd be fun to watch with you guys, and so far I'm 100% right.
Okay, but what is going on with this movie right now? Like, talk us through, make us understand.
Okay, well, Joe Friday, played by Dan Aykroyd, the nephew of the character in the TV show, he's kind of a hard to get along with type cop. He gets paired with a streetwise new partner named Pep Strebeck, played by one Tom Hanks. And the case they're working on is this cult called Pagan, which is People Against Goodness and Normalcy, who have kidnapped a young woman, Connie Swale, who's referred to in the movie repeatedly as the Virgin Connie Swale, because they have to sacrifice a virgin, of course. And so they're trying to track down the cult and save the Virgin Connie Swale before she is sacrificed. And Christopher Plummer actually plays the head pagan in this film.
So I gotta ask you one more question, follow-up question, Corey.
Okay.
So this movie's 87?
Yes.
So what is 1987's obsession with virgins? Because this year also had a movie called The Monster Squad, which was obsessed with virgins as well, because they had to sacrifice a virgin or have a virgin say a line to send Dracula back to hell or the Phantom Zone or something. So like the 87 is obsessed with virgins. Why?
I'm not sure. When did Like a Virgin come out? John, you're a big Madonna fan. Do you remember that one?
I have no idea, man.
Me either. Christy?
Not a clue. I was just a baby.
All I know is that this movie was written by Tom Mankiewicz, Dan Aykroyd, Alan Zweibel, who were big in Saturday Night Live at the time, directed by Tom Mankiewicz. It made a little bit of money. It was one of those kind of forgettable 80s comedies, but just knowing, I'm sitting here thinking, Christy on another show.
Corey, mm-hmm. Before you bring poor Christy onto another one of your shows where you sandbag her with a shitty song, I just want to let you know 1984 is when Like a Virgin came out.
Thank you for fact checking me, John.
And it takes a little while to get movies made, so that's why they all came out in 87.
There you go. See,
this Christy is Madonna's fault.
She was like 2 years old at the time, but she figured it out.
Inform you and my pleasure to warn you.
We'll provide one for you.
Oh, it's the dancing. It's so, you guys got to watch the video. The choreograph.
It's a podcast, Corey. No, I know. One's watching the dance.
I'm encouraging the listeners to go seek out the video on YouTube because it's magical.
I need to point something out to Corey. Corey has basically said that this Elvis movie is Tom Hanks jumping the shark in his career and his worst performance ever.
I wouldn't say ever.
Well, you pretty much have said that to me.
In recent memory.
Well, I guess this wasn't in recent enough memory for you. The song
was 87. How long ago was 87, John?
Right. But you did some research, I'm assuming, and picked this song out because I don't think this... You pulled out of your back pocket like, okay. Oh, I remember this song.
You're also not watching the movie. You're watching him dance with Dan Aykroyd on a police station set. So don't judge his performance in the movie based on this video. However,
he still had to perform in this video, Corey.
That's true. And I think he's killing it. Christy, what do you think?
I was just wondering, how long do you think they practice this dance for?
Months, maybe. Like, it's pretty involved. I couldn't do this, you know, with like 6 months practice. Are you kidding me?
I just pulled my groin watching them do leg kicks.
They are pretty spry.
Look at him go. This is amazing. And he's got young young women dancing along with him, and they're struggling to keep up. That's how good Tom Hanks is here.
And they're catching some air.
Yeah. Don't stop the light. What was that? They did Walk Like an Egyptian before the Bengals did, for crying out loud.
Oh my God.
You guys, you know who the Bengals are?
I do.
Oh, good.
Now you know what you've been doing is a serious crime. And you'll probably be
doing some. Corey, I just want to let you know that Walk Like an Egyptian came out in 1986, so this does not, they actually poached this dance from Walk Like Egyptian and the Bengals. They did not create it for the Bengals. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, John, for correcting me. I'm sure a bunch of Bengals apologists would have been on Twitter raking me over the coals, so I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to rewind this a little bit because it's probably the best part of Tom Hanks' rap right here, and I don't want you guys to miss it.
A serious crime, and you'll probably be doing some serious time. In case you might be worried about the friends you lose,
at least I get to see you on the evening news.
It's a new sensation.
We go down to the station.
You're gonna answer some questions
and have some refreshments.
Come on, that's good stuff.
That was charming.
What is your full name? What are you doing on January 15th of this year? All we want is the truth, mister. What were you doing in the location in question? What is the purpose of your pagan organization?
Whoa, you can't pin nothing on me, Tama!
So what I will say is, you know, Corey is falsely given several things credit for being inspired by this. But I think I just put my thumb on an artist and a vibe, because this music video definitely feels like it has the same vibe of an artist that comes out the following year in 88. And that's Will Smith, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? And parents just don't understand with DJ Jazzy Jeff. Like, the entire vibe of this video and the fun of this song is much better executed by them a year later.
Better watch yourself. Will Smith gonna come and bitch slap you, because I don't think he would like being compared to this movie at all, or this video.
Well, if it's any consolation, the exposition in Will Smith's song was much more thorough. I still don't know what these guys are being charged with.
And also, I want to point out, I did compare Academy Award winning actor Will Smith to two-time Academy Award winning actor Tom Hanks. So I think that's a favorable comparison for Mr. Smith.
Okay, but would you consider that song a favorable comparison to this song?
I'm just comparing the artists right now.
I see.
Well, excuse me. Don't use, abuse, or refuse me. It's no joke, I'm broke. For my rights, I can and will invoke. I'm homeless.
I always love that line, I'm homely and I'm lonely.
There are a bunch of female police officers dressed like strippers doing a dance in what I can only describe as a 21 Jump Street rejected set piece. Christy might not like Tom Hanks after this song.
He didn't do this.
He actually did this.
He didn't choreograph this.
He choreographed it. He co-wrote it. He directed the video.
You're a liar. The first thing he directed was that thing you do, bite your tongue.
But the stick cannot disown me. Big money, I might want money to take home to my honey.
Who doesn't want more money to take home to their honey? I mean, the lyrics are so true.
I thought he was lonely.
He was. He was homely and lonely. But he needed more money to take him to his honey. See, rapping is easy.
Tell that to Eminem.
I love how they're now dressed like mailmen, I think.
That's what I was just going to say. I thought that was a mailman outfit.
So Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd are wearing like two-button golf shirts that are way too tight on them. And these 80s crotch-hugging jean shorts, jorts, if you will. Yeah, everything about this makes me uncomfortable right now to be a human being.
And Christy's
and the ladies have jazzercise outfits on.
I can't even look at the ladies because all I can see is Dan Aykroyd's junk bouncing around in those jorts.
I'm trying not to look. The light is hitting it in an unfortunate manner.
Wait, but can we just explain it for the audience, Christy? So, and you just tell me if I'm right or wrong, right? You don't have any work to do here. But the light is ever so gently kissing the very tip of Dan Aykroyd's bulge.
Once again, John, you have said something that is beautiful and correct.
In case you don't agree with my methodology, I like to do things my way.
Don't get memory lost, but who's the boss?
Don't forget, my name is Friday. I'm the man of the hour.
The tower of power.
I'm the arm of the law.
The very last straw.
I'm on the side of the right.
A gleaming white knight.
If you get me uptight, I am a
frightened sight.
I'm as strong as the army.
Nothing can harm me.
Coming down like a hammer.
Get ready for a slammer.
All right. City of Crime from Dragnet. I can tell from your faces you guys loved every second of that.
I enjoyed the Dragnet movie more than I enjoyed that song.
Really?
Same.
Well, I picked it because I wanted you guys, I wanted to see your reactions. And it did not disappoint.
I want to do this, right? Like, we've had Christy on for two episodes.
Yes.
One Tom Hanks movie she thoroughly enjoys that we celebrated. And then you try to ruin with talking about anal sex.
Yeah, fair enough.
What one Tom Hanks movie that was probably best left to be forgotten with a video and a song that was like best left to not be transferred to, like, we don't, folks, we don't have Johnny Dangerously on digital media, and yet this video exists on digital media. Is one of the greatest crimes to humanity going on right now. Okay, but that being said, Christy, I know it's getting late, but I promise you, if you could come back for one more, I would like to pick a Tom Hanks movie to make this up for you. And this is not a Mariano pulling a Mariano. This is actually a sincere, you'll be very happy to talk about this movie.
I will have to think about that.
Okay.
Oh, John, she rejected you. See, she was right on board with my selection. She's like, yeah, Corey's going to pick something good. And I picked City of Crime. She loved it. Right, Christy?
I feel betrayed.
Oh, no. Oh, you had fun watching that, though, didn't you?
Oh, no, I did. That was a blast. That you're going to get a phone call from me in the middle of the night when I wake up from a nightmare.
You're going to have that song stuck in your head now all the time. You'll be singing it around the house. Biddy's going to love it.
Oh, my therapist is going to love it.
Okay, it wasn't the best song. No one's going to be adding it to their Spotify playlist, but we had fun watching it. That's all I was looking for.
We will be, because that's what we do here, Corey.
That's very true. I don't even know if it's on Spotify, to be honest with you.
I know, you might have just screwed us totally with picking this song.
Should I have gone with Oingo Boingo from Bachelor Party instead?
You probably should. I mean, you probably should have gone with anything over this, but you went with this, so here we are.
Fair enough. So does that mean you're picking Oingo Boingo for the next one?
No.
No? We're going to have to wait and see?
Yeah, that's how it works.
All right. Tune in next week to see if Christy McGee joins us and to see what John picks. Until then, my name is Corey Marcia. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Backtracks Theme Music.
My partner and I witnessed that little torchlight picnic you threw last night, and we're going to put you where your kind always ends up, in a 7x7-foot gray-green metal cage on the 15th floor of some 100-year-old penitentiary with damp, stinking walls and a wooden plank for a bed. Sure, this city isn't perfect. We need a smut-free life for all of our citizens. Cleaner streets, better schools, a good hockey team.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive, bordering on spectacular.